The real what is, what are you going to do now? What do you choose now? Because you can either keep focusing on that or you can focus on what you want. And when people start focusing on what they don't want falls away. And that part expands and the other part disappears.
A person who sets his or her mind on the dark side of life, who lives over and over the misfortunes and disappointments of the past, prays for similar misfortunes and disappointments in the future. If you will see nothing but ill luck in the future, you are praying for such ill luck and will surely get it. Prentice Mulford.
If you go back over your life and focus on the difficulties from the past, you are just bringing more difficult circumstances to you now. Let it all go, no matter what it is. Do it for you. If you hold a grudge or blame someone for something in the past, you are only harming you. You are the only one who can create the life you deserve. As you deliberately focus on what you want, as you begin to radiate good feelings, the law of attraction will respond. All you have to do is make a start, and as you do, you will unleash the magic.
Lisa Nichols.
You are the designer of your destiny. You are the author. You write the story. The pen is in your hand, and the outcome is whatever you choose.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
The beautiful thing about the law of attraction is that you can begin where you are. And you can begin to think, real thinking. And you can begin to generate within yourself a feeling tone of harmony and happiness. The law will begin to respond to that.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
So now you start to have different beliefs, like there is more than enough in the universe. Or you have the belief that everything goes right for me. Or you have the belief that I'm not getting older, I'm getting younger. We can create it the way we want it by using the law of attraction.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
And you can break yourself free from your hereditary patterns, cultural codes, social beliefs, and prove once and for all that the power within you is greater than the power that's in the world.
Dr. Fred Allen Wolf.
Some of you may be thinking, well, that's very nice, but I can't do that, or she won't let me do that, or he'll never let me do that, or I haven't got enough money to do that, or I'm not strong enough to do that, or I'm not rich enough to do that, I'm not. Every single I'm not is a creation.
It is a good idea to become aware when you say I'm not, and to think about what you are creating as you say it. A powerful insight shared by Dr. Wolf has been equally documented by all the great teachers with the power of the words, I am. When you say, I am, the words that follow are summoning creation with a mighty force because you are declaring it to be fact. You are stating it with certainty. And so immediately after you say, I am tired, or I am broke, or I am sick, or I am late, or I am overweight, or I am old, the genie says, your wish is my command. Knowing this, wouldn't it be a good idea to begin to use the two most powerful words, I am, to your advantage? How about, I am receiving every good thing. I am happy. I am abundant. I am healthy. I am love. I am always on time. I am eternal youth. I am filled with energy every single day. In his book, The Master Key System, Charles Harnell claims that there is an affirmation that incorporates every single thing any human being can want, and that this affirmation will bring about harmonious conditions to all things. He adds, the reason for this is because the affirmation is in strict accordance with the truth, and when truth appears, every form of error or discord must necessarily disappear. The affirmation is this: I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. If it sounds like work to drag what you want out of the invisible and into the visible, try this shortcut. See what you want as absolute fact. This will manifest what you want with the speed of light. The second you ask, it is fact in the universal spiritual field, and that field is all that exists. When you conceive something in your mind, know it is a fact, and that there can be no question about its manifestation.
There is no limit to what this law can do for you. Dare to believe in your own ideal. Think of the ideal as an already accomplished fact. Charles Honnell.
When Henry Ford was bringing his vision of the motor vehicle into our world, people around him ridiculed him and thought he had gone mad to pursue such a wild vision. Henry Ford knew much more than the people who ridiculed him. He knew the secret, and he knew the law of the universe.
Whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you are right. Henry Ford.
Do you think you can? You can achieve and do anything you want with this knowledge. In the past, you may have underestimated how brilliant you are. Well, now you know you are the supreme mind and that you can draw anything you want from that one supreme mind. Any invention, any inspiration, any answer, anything. You can do anything you want. You are a genius beyond description, so start telling yourself that and become aware of who you really are.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Are there any limits to this? Absolutely not. We are unlimited beings. We have no ceiling. The capabilities and the talents and the gifts and the power that is within every single individual on this planet is unlimited.
Be aware of your thoughts.
All your power is in your awareness of that power and through holding that power in your consciousness. Your mind can be like a runaway steam train if you let it. It can take you off to thoughts of the past and then take you off to thoughts of the future by taking past bad events and projecting those into your future. Those out-of-control thoughts are creating too. When you are aware